Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tommy Green joins us right now. Of course, NBC Sports Philadelphia, the great former Phillies pitcher. What's up, big man?
How about what's happening? What happened?
Oh, my God, man. See, here's
how
the
about that?
What happened? Where'd you shoot out there today?
Oh, my. I did not bring up any clubs, man. I haven't touched a club since Thanksgiving.
So
it's going to get going. It's going to get going soon.
Tommy, if they don't sign Bryce Harper, they still would have had a good offseason if you're excluding Bryce Harper because they added two All-Stars and other good players.
Exactly.
Bryce Harper is just
unbelievable. It's like Charlie put it. It's like that four-layer chocolate cake. You know, just the icing on top is what it is, man. That made it a good one. You know, so they've had an outstanding offseason with the guys they added. They were getting better. They were better already. So I was looking forward to seeing them play. This now is about staying healthy. Yeah.
So when you put this many, because you know what the expectation is going to be now in Philadelphia is that you have all this talent, you're improved, you were close last year, you should compete, you should be in the playoffs this year. But when you put this many new players on the same team, you can't expect it to work right away. I mean, you have to kind of work into this. What do you expect?
Why not? Why can't it work? I mean, that's the way I look at it. They looked at us like that. They threw a bunch of, I don't know what you would call our team back in the day, but they threw us all in the pot, and it worked. I mean,
Harry call you guys?
I know, who was it that said we were a bunch of gypsy tramps and thieves, you know, is what we were all in one.
It worked out.
I mean, and it's all about staying healthy. But they're getting to know each other. Some of the new faces out there, but they're professionals, and that's bottom line. That's what it comes down to, is getting through spring training healthy, getting to know each other a little bit, and try to learn from what happened last year a little bit, and keep making those little strides forward, no strides back. And that's what we're. And in particular, I'm talking about the young pitching. You know, those guys showed a lot in the first half, and in the second half they struggled. And now I'm looking for them to take that next step to be a little bit more consistent.
And I think they've done a great job of bringing in guys, Tommy, that will help these young guys be able to deal with high expectations.
Yeah.
Right? I thought last year, I love the fact that there were high expectations coming out of spring training, but when things didn't go well, I didn't think the young guys sort of dealt with everything very well. This year they got veterans in there that can help out.
And you hit it right on the head. They were young. They're young still. I mean, but now they got a good mix of guys that's been around and got some good you know, I think the big one to me is the clubhouse was Kutch. You know, he's huge. I think in that with his personality, the way he is, I think that's a huge clubhouse presence. I mean, and everybody. I mean, not that they didn't have a good clubhouse before, but you got some veteran guys around there they can look up to a little bit.
So now, and we're talking to Tommy Green. Tommy, now that Gabe actually has last year, he's trying to win with smoke and mirrors. He's trying to get runs from a roster that frankly just wasn't talented enough. Yeah. They overachieved with starting pitching early in the season, midway through the season. That's predominantly how they were winning games. Now he actually has some things to work with. You think this takes some pressure off of Gabe and you're not seeing as many of the kind of weird moves or awkward moves that he was making last year where a lot of people said he was overmanaging at times?
Well, I mean, the way the game's played now by every club, I mean, it seemed, all the analytics and the shifts and trying to do, you know, they got eight-man bullpens and they make moves early and you know, you seem to use a lot of pitching all the time, you know, unless they go late. But I think he's got to, say to speak, the teamwork, I mean, the team out there that he's got the talent pool to choose from to do different things with. And, I miss some of the old ball a little bit. I want to see him run a little. I think they have added some speed where they can run a little bit. They haven't really run since Davey Loeb, you know, back when Davey was here, man. I'm looking at some of the things. See, I look back, I mean, I come watch these guys play today, and they're playing St. Louis. We used to go in St. Louis back in the day, and, I mean, they'd run you slam out of the building, man.
Ozzie,
and then it puts a lot of pressure on opposing on pitchers. If you could do some of the little things a little bit, take that extra base and, you know, have that threat of taking one. So, I mean, that's a huge thing. I'm looking for him as the spring gets going to start testing and doing a little bit more.
Where would you hit Bryce in the lineup? 3, 4? Can you rotate him depending on?
I mean, you can hit him anywhere, but I've always been one of the guys with that big bat. I've always liked to see him hit third. I mean, that's just me.
Where your best hitter normally is, right?
That's where I look. But, I mean, there's more than one way to skin a cat in the way he looks at it. He's got a lot of talent out there now that's got the ability to swing the bat. So, adding somebody like that to the lineup's going to make everybody else better.
Yeah, not a lot has been talked about Realmuto. He's considered the best catcher in the league.
Swing it, too.
We know the bat's there, but as far as calling a game, we know the defense is great. I think that's where we will really see the biggest difference. How much of a difference can that make on a young pitching staff? Because face it, you have Nola, who's young, but he's accomplished. Mm. You have Arrieta that's been around. Then you have the three other starters that are really still kind of green under the gills.
Well, I mean, it's all about getting confidence in that guy back there, getting to know each other. I mean, they get to become a unit, and that's a huge thing, is to have that trust. When he puts the fingers down, he's suggesting things that he's seeing, and I mean, what he's seeing back there, and you got to draw trust in him, because ultimately we want to keep the game flowing and don't have to shake off if we don't have to. We need to be sort of on the same page about things. So if you believe in that guy, what he's putting down back there, and the more time they spend with him and he sees what kind of stuff you got, it's going to bring more to the table. He can call a game off what kind of stuff you have. So, like, and that's what we've heard about him. He's that type of young man.
Like
so,
Dutch.
Yes. I mean, it was easy to trust Dutch. I mean, because he, you know, he'd give us some freedom. Sometimes we shook off, and he'd say, okay, what are you seeing that I'm not? But especially when I first came over, it was always, you know, it was more if he put something on and I shook off, which I didn't do very seldom, he would always give me the tap on the chest, follow me, trust me, you know. And that's what it's, you know, about a little bit. And you start getting that trust. You throw the pitch and you get that, you know, you got everything behind it. You believe in what you're doing, the conviction, the part of it. And that's why, I mean, it was easy with Dutch, because he was a veteran guy. He did know the league, and it's about gaining trust in those guys. So, I mean, that's what the big thing is now with Realmuto behind the plate with these young guys.
We're going to have Aaron come up here in just a little bit, and he had a phenomenal year last year.
Oh, wasn't it?
Was in the hunt for the Cy Young, MVP candidate.
Carved up.
As well. What are you expecting from Aaron Nola this year?
I just wait, and you hear me harp on this all the time. Every time we talk, it's about health. You know, so that's
another one of these old guys just rolled up in the booth, man.
Yeah, that's my LA. Man. The great L.A. But you're talking about health with Aaron. I mean, we just look more of the same, so to speak. His consistency, what he brought to the ball, I mean, every game he pitched is what everybody could draw from on the pitching staff, is how consistent he was at what he did. You know, in the pitches that he threw, I mean, he commanded everything he did.
Everything, command.
It was great. It was great. Unbelievable.
It's nice to see a pitcher too that he doesn't have to rely on velocity to get guys out. He does what he does, which is just.
Oh, he does. Yeah. I mean, he's got a little something about him. I like to call it a little bit of funk, in his motion and stuff. And he hides it, and you don't pick it up. And he's that 92 to 94, say to speak, that he's around that area all the time plays up. It plays up because they don't pick him up as quick. You know? So, I mean, he did. He had an outstanding year last year. I'm looking a little bit more the same.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. We're broadcasting away from a Tasty Cake Studios. We're live in Clearwater Spectrum Field. And now things are going to get interesting because the great Larry Anderson joins us live in the booth. Hello, L.A.
What's happening?
Oh, you know, Bryce Harper. You know.
What?
He's just up here. Yeah, they did.
Get out.
He's not here.
What have you been doing all along?
No, he's not.
Yes, it finally happened, L.A. It finally happened.
So it's official, huh?
Yeah, it's official.
Well, outstanding.
Yes. He got his first paycheck.
How
so,
about
yes.
Machado? Any hope there?
No, I think he's San Diego. Dang. San Diego. Wow. What's been up, L.A.? It has been a lot that's happened this offseason, brother.
Yeah, it's been a lot going on.
I want to be where he's been.
The doctor?
Because you don't know anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm just thrilled, you know, with what's going on. And I was just talking to Nola just 5 minutes ago. I was saying, you know, even without Harper, he said, we're already good. And he said, somebody asked me something. And he said, one of the things I think is our depth. And you look at the depth. You look at the bullpen guys. There's going to be some guys down in AAA that pitched well here last year.
Yeah, they're going to be down there.
But it's going to be, I think, not just exclusive to the Phils, but all around baseball. They're going with shorter times for the starters on the mound, you know, more bullpen guys making changes. So I think there's going to be, you know, a logjam going up north, up the Northeast Extension or however you get up there.
And, at some point, with injuries and everything else, you're going to need a lot of these
Absolutely.
Guys. We see it every year, L.A.
Yep, no question. And I think, you know, it hit it right on the nose, that the depth that they have, and plus the fact that Kapler is probably four or five times smarter this year than he was last year.
Yeah.
I mean, you got McCutcheon, Segura, Robertson.
I was just saying that to Tommy. Last year, where he's trying to manufacture runs with smoke and mirrors because he lacked the talent, this year I'm hoping he takes a step back, the overmanaging that maybe we saw at times last year. It's like, listen, this is baseball. You know that, Gabe. You played a long time. Let the guys go out there and do it, and they can.
Yeah, oh, no question. And, part of it, part of being a good manager is letting guys do their own thing to a point, you know, and letting them go out and play their game. And I think, obviously, with the talent that he has here, he can do that. He can sit back and let these guys go out there and do what they do. I mean, from the defense to the offense, overall, it's just so much better.
All right, starting pitching, right? Because last year, they really carried them for the first however many months of
right.
the season. And then what you saw with the young guys is they kind of hit a wall there in the August, middle of August. They didn't make any additions to the starting pitching. I think they would have added one starter if they could have. Maybe there's a trade deadline deal. I liked Eflin last year. Really like his stuff. This is a big year for Pivetta and Velasquez.
No question.
If they're going to be starters in this league, it needs to be this year.
And I've said it. I said it last year. I said it over the winter. And I've said it this spring that if Pivetta can work on a changeup like Nola yeah. did a couple years ago and really let that become a part of his repertoire, his other stuff, not the consistency, but the stuff overall when he's on, you can put him right there with Scherzer. I got no problem with that. I really don't. For me, one of the things that I had a problem with, and it was not a gripe against analytics, but the fact that the FIP and reading over the winter, reading at the end of last season and the talk of Verlander, Greinke, David Price, Vince Velasquez. Wait, what?
Right.
And, you know, and reading that and hearing those comparisons, that bothered me. And it still does. It's like, stop making comparisons. This is what he can do, but don't put him in there as what he – I mean, to me, Vince has been a five-inning pitcher on average with yeah. a 4-5
with
ERA.
With a lot of pitches.
And that's yeah. – you don't see Verlander or Price or Greinke doing that. They're Cy Young winners, 20-game winners. And let's not don't make him better or don't make him have to be better than he is, you know. And that's what I think it puts pressure on him to see that his stuff is still there. But Pivetta, Eflin, all three of them have the stuff. It's consistency, and we've talked about that for a number of years.
Yep. I wonder, guys, Tommy and Ellie, perfect guys to ask the new way of, I guess, managing your rotation. Right, we talk about the five innings, the. All the relievers, the short relievers, long relievers, middle relievers. I'm wondering, does that complicate things for a manager when you're trying to manage through a game? Because you're not letting guys sort of fight their way through right. a difficult inning.
Exactly. I mean, you hit it right there on the head. Back in the day, we had that five-man bullpen, and sometimes that starter had to eat it. Because those guys down in the bullpen were done. You know, they'd been wore slam out, and now they got the luxury with those three extra guys they're carrying. It makes it easier for them, say to speak, to take them out after five innings, or if they do hit that, have that quick or match up in that inning that say to speak, they got a couple guys on or whatever, and let our guy try to work out of it.
Well, that's Tommy Green. That's Larry Anderson. Marks and Reese, we're live at Spectrum Field in Clearwater as the Phillies are playing right now, guys. And, you know, at this point in spring training, where are you as a pitcher? Are you more or less, are you getting ready? Are you just throwing fastballs to get the arm ready? I mean, where are you right now as far as all that?
I think for me as a reliever, I wanted to have a chance to go out there and pitch three innings, whereas if I'm pitching well, I can reinforce what I'm doing right. And if I'm struggling, I give myself a chance to pitch out of it. And when you're, you know, if you don't have that chance, when you go out in spring training, a lot of times it's one inning or face a couple of hitters and you're done, you don't even know if you threw good. You know, you have no idea. You're trying to figure things out. So for me, and rarely was in a big league game, it would be down the minor leagues, but I wanted to throw three innings. I wanted to go down there and get stretched out, work on what I had to work on without any pressure of anything going on, but getting my pitches in and getting the work in. That's probably where I'd be right about now.
Well,
I agree with that. I mean, it's all about you getting the work in, and as a starting guy like myself, it's all about getting those number of pitches up. To me, nothing really prepares you for game other than game.
Right.
It's that adrenaline gets going, that little bit extra, that's when you find out really where you're at. And you know, a lot of guys are going, you know, it's their second time out or whatever, starting that second week through the rotation, so to speak. But I think the Phillies are just getting to their big boys now. So, I mean, they're getting their three inning, next inning, next time, you know, I'll probably be 60 pitches or whatever, and they'll start lengthening after that.
All right, Ike, well, we broke the news to Larry today. Bryce Harper is a Philly.
Yeah.
I'm glad you finally found out, Larry.
Thanks, fellas. Welcome. Appreciate it.
Welcome back to Earth.
Planet L.A. he was on.
My job starts when the season starts, boys.
So does this mean that – how many games are you doing this year?
81.
So does that mean you're doing – you're like, oh, sure.
I'm going to be, for instance, you
come in now this year, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually doing 14 road games.
Oh,
so
okay.
Branson will be doing 14 home games.
All right.
In return.
That's cool.
So,
all right.
I knew you missed being on the road last year.
Where are you going?
I go New York once. I go Washington twice.
Go
Boston,
Coast.
Miami. And that's it.
Okay. East Coast. That's where you're
going. That's some good cities.
Not too bad.
All right, are you committed to the weekly Marks and Reese?
Oh, you put me on the spot now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man. That's my agent.
You can lie. It doesn't matter.
No, I just got that look from Mike. Yeah, I'll do it.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.